I was a minimum wage movie theater usher that made good and became a top earner in my network marketing company. Now, after 16 plus years in the profession, I'm finally teaching myself how to leverage the internet with online marketing and social media marketing to continue to grow and expand my business. My name is Ronnie Cruz, and this is Path of the Network Marketer.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about the saying, life happens for you, not to you, right? I've heard this a lot recently. Everybody must be in this headspace of things happening to them. So I wanted to chime in and give my perspective. And I know it's easier said than done, right? Like when I hear this, I always think, man, well, yeah, sure, it's easier to say because if you're giving this advice, you're not the one that life is happening to, right? You're not the person that that those particular events that you're giving the advice to is happening to. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, it can come across as like, yeah, okay, shut up with this already. However, I want you to know that it's actually very, very sound advice. It really is, and it's really about creating a perspective shift for yourself, so that you can be more resilient in dealing with the struggles and the challenges of life. Because ultimately, we always will. We'll face struggles every step of the way in this life, and that's part of well, it's an inalienable truth, right? Like it's just part of existence. It's part of being human. One of the tenets of Buddhism that I've learned over the years is that to be alive is to struggle, right? And to be alive is to suffer. And so the perspective shift that you can make is really, I mean, it's shifting from being a completely Debbie Downer to somebody that can see not necessarily the positive things or the silver lining in things, but that can see the purpose behind things, right? The saying life happens for you and not to you, I think can be kind of shifted in a sense that it's a discussion about figuring out the reason for versus the reason why, right? Versus the reason why. Because I think that's how we can tend to react to struggle and challenges in our lives. Life happening to us, we can get into the mindset and the thought pattern of why is this happening, right? And so, it might be helpful if you're looking for solutions to get to the root of the problem. However, I don't think that most people do that when they say why. They say why more in a cry of desperation. And looking for, a higher power to give you the answers. And there is, you're not going to get answers in that sense, right? You might, depending on your belief system, and feel free to check out any time in this discussion if this doesn't resonate with you at all. However, why is, for me, always been the unanswerable question. Because there is no answer why. You can keep asking why, and that's gonna lead to another question. That's gonna lead to another why, then to another why. So trying to get the root cause of something with the question why is really unproductive. The reason why something happened isn't what you should ask. The reason for is what you should be looking for, and. This also, I say this with a full understanding that there are many things that are outside of our control, especially in parts of the world that are experiencing much more difficulty than others. I mean, there are literal war zones that people are living through right now. There are governments that are executing people and stifling people's rights as we speak. So there's no amount of like, just think positively that you can share with those individuals that's going to make anything better. However, the resilience through those difficulties and through those challenges can definitely be improved by shifting your perspective, right? By shifting your perspective from life happening to you to life happening for you, from reasons why, looking for reasons why, to looking for reasons for. Right? Reasons for this difficulty that I'm experiencing right now in my life is happening. Well, because it's fortifying me It's forcing me to learn new things so that I can level up and get out of this particular situation that I might be facing, right? So it's really important. It's a really important mindset shift. If you guys haven't read the book, Man's Quest for Reason, oh man, I can't believe I didn't write this down. Sorry, I didn't write this down. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes of this episode. It's a book by Viktor Frankl. I think it's Man's Search for Reason. Holy cow. I mean, it's one of my favorite books. I can't believe I'm having a brain fart right now about it. But it's very much this principle that I'm trying to communicate, right? He was a prisoner in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And he watched people around him suffer and give up, basically, mentally give up. And how could you not, right? Like when you think about the atrocities that people were facing in that time and in that situation. But what he says, basically, to summarize, paraphrase, is, yeah, the mindset and the perspective, the perspective that I had allowed me to be resilient enough to get through that difficult time, right? So it's a remarkable book. Again, I'll leave it in the show notes of this episode, but it gets down to what I'm trying to communicate in today's episode. Shift your perspective from life happening to you to life happening for you. You don't have to know why things happened, but you can reframe it in a way to create healthier outcomes coming out of it. You can't change it, right? You can't change what has happened to you, but you can affect and control what you do moving forward, right? And that will largely depend on the perspective and the mindset you have, right? Right? So that's it. That's the message I want to leave with you today. Tomorrow is going to be the 150th episode. It's going to be more mindset, more personal development for that episode. I want to, in advance, well, I've already recorded it, but I want to thank everybody that participated and that joined on that live recording. If you want to participate and join the live recording, when I do live recordings in the future, I'll probably do one at 200. Come join our community, facebook.com/group/path of the network marketer. But that's going to do it for today's episode. More from me tomorrow. So until then, be well, be safe. I'll see you in the next episode.